As of 2014, the buildings that we know as the University of Texas at El Paso will have graced our landscape for 100 years. And here to tell us about these celebrations coming up is Maribel Villalba, who has graced the UTEP Centennial Museum and Chihuahuan Desert Gardens as the director for some 5 months. Congratulations, Maribel.
Thank you so much.
This is a very exciting time for you to be the director of the museum here.
Right. I came on board at a wonderful time for the university and for the museum. Mm-hmm. The museum has been selected as the official welcome center for the centennial celebration. So we are in the midst of planning, mm-hmm. and we're very excited.
Well, when will be the first event? What can we look forward to?
Well, we're looking at September 23rd of this year to begin the official 100-day countdown to 2014. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a really big campus celebration, and we want everybody to come. GECU, as a gift to the university, has decided to erect an 18-foot clock tower as a gift to the university for its centennial celebration, and it's going to be placed in the lawn of the Centennial Museum.
Oh, nice.
Right. Lovely. So we're going to have an official countdown that's going to mark exactly 100 days to 2014. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be a really big celebration for that. And then we're going to do the official ribbon cutting for the Welcome Center. The Welcome Center is going to have exhibits on UTEP history. There will be a main exhibit that's going to be up for the entire celebration. And we'll have rotating exhibits that deal on different aspects of UTEP history. We'll have a theater to show documentaries. We'll have lectures and walking tours mm-hmm. of campus. So we're really excited about everything that's going on.
I have to ask, do you know how was the birth of the university marked? What's considered the birthday?
The official birthday is September 23rd. That's mm-hmm. the first day of classes in 1914.
Oh, really?
Right. So
September
23rd.
Oh, in 1914.
Right. So okay. September 23rd of this year is actually its 99th birthday.
Ah,
but coincidentally, it's also exactly 100 years to 2014. Now, looking forward to September 23rd of 2014, mm-hmm. Campus is going to close and there'll be a huge celebration, a huge street festival, if you want to call it that. So really, it's September 23rd.
Now, when we walk into the Centennial Museum, and for those who are unfamiliar with the Centennial Museum, gosh, how could you miss it? It is the building as you enter campus from now the only way you could enter campus in a vehicle at all mm-hmm. is from the Sun Bowl entrance. And immediately on your right is the Centennial Museum and, of course, mm-hmm. the beautiful Chihuahuan Desert Gardens surrounding it. As we enter the museum, what will we see? What kind of records of the history of this campus?
Well, there will always be two exhibits on display, one that's going to be on permanently for the centennial, and mm-hmm. then another one that's a changing exhibit in a separate gallery. The permanent exhibit is going to tell the history of UTEP in all of its layers, its beginnings as a mining school to the research institution that it is today. But there is also some really fun aspects to it. We're going to have all of the Patriot Pete costumes on loan from the Heritage House. We'll have different tools that were used by the original mining students. There will also be some multimedia components that, you know, will tell the stories of some of the successful graduates who have come through the university.
Will there be any historic photographs?
Oh, absolutely. Keith Erickson, the director of the Centennial Celebration, has been spending a lot of time doing tons of research on the university.
I can't imagine how widespread, I mean, all over the city and all over the campus, certainly, there must be treasures stored and in people's possession that relate to the history of this campus.
Absolutely, and a lot of people have come forward with some of those treasures, and many of those are on campus itself. The Heritage mm-hmm. House has been a wonderful
yes.
resource for us,
yes.
as well as some historians. Mm-hmm. Nancy Hamilton, for example, you know, she's just a walking encyclopedia of UTEP history and did a pictorial book for the 75th anniversary. UTEP Special Collections, Claudio Rivers, has been a
yes.
wealth of information.
Yeah.
Keith has been working with all of these individuals and has been spending time collecting photographs and information. He, being a history professor as mm-hmm. well, has had many of his history yeah. students chronicle a lot of this information, which hadn't been archived before.
There's a very foolish young girl who was never a good history student, who doesn't care about black and white photos.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's me now, when I see one of these black and whites of some remote spot on the campus, and my brain starts to spin because I'm thinking, I know that where that was. I saw that. I remember that. Boy, it's just a kick to go through these images now.
Right.
If you've grown up here or been here for any period of time.
Even for myself, I graduated from the university in 1997, and to see how much it has changed from then, it's amazing.
Yeah. What about other ancillary activities outside of the museum?
Oh, we're doing a lot of stuff. We're planning some really great walking tours of campus. Mm-hmm. And this is something that we hope people will continue to come back for throughout the entire centennial year. We're going to have themed tours, and these are going to focus on everything from UTEP athletics to UTEP architecture beyond the Bhutanese architecture. Mm-hmm. We have some wonderful architects that have designed some of the buildings on campus.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Great history with Trost and Trost.
Right. And then also ghost tours of the campus.
You
hear
sign
all
me
of
up.
The buildings that are haunted. A Bhutanese tour. And that'll tie in very nicely come August when we open the Lakang that's going to be the centerpiece of the Centennial Plaza, which was a gift to UTEP from the Kingdom of Bhutan.
There seem to be cycles in buildings or areas where people are all excited because something is new and has just been introduced. We've just been educated about it. And then it just fades. It's still there, but it's so peripheral and we're oblivious to it. And then, boom, it comes back in.
Right.
And this is going to be an interesting time, especially for the Centennial Museum. You have the annual, the sale of the...
Flora Fest.
Yes, thank you. Flora Fest in the gardens. And I know that attracts a lot of people. But I wonder how many people visit the museum, do you know, on an annual basis at this point?
Annual figures, I don't know off the top of my head. But what I can tell you is that we're really excited about the fact that the museum was selected as the Welcome Center, because I think it's going to give us some much needed attention.
Absolutely. It's going to bring it back into the limelight.
Right.
Make it an obvious choice for people.
Yeah.
There'll be a buzz there.
You know, and I hear from a lot of people that they didn't realize that the museum was a natural history museum.
And so
I think this is an opportunity for us to really capitalize on the visitorship and showcase not only the centennial of the university, but our permanent galleries and our gardens, and get them to come back after the centennial.
Anyone who I don't know if they're still on the third floor or the second, but the all the cool bones and glow-in-the-dark rocks and all that exciting stuff. Anyone with young kids, or if you're interested in the archaeological aspects of this area and anthropological, it's a real resource. It's a delightful learning experience.
It's wonderful. You could spend hours up there.
And we did when the kids were small.
the minerals of the area, fossils of the area, animals of the area, the people who live through here. You know, it's just a really exciting space.
Yes, and it's worth exploring. Yes.
And the building itself is just gorgeous.
Yes,
I come
aspects.
To work every day, and I just look at it in awe because it's such a gorgeous, gorgeous building. And a lot of people don't realize that the Centennial Museum was the very first museum in El Paso.
I did not know that myself.
Yeah.
Well, we're just delighted to have you at the helm, Maribel Villalba, who is director of the UTEP Centennial Museum and Chihuahuan Desert Gardens for the last 5 months now. And you have your work cut out for you, because coming up is UTEP's Centennial Celebration, and the museum is the official Welcome Center. The big event will be first, September 23rd of this year, which will be the 100-day countdown to 2014, which will be filled with celebrations, including the September 23rd, 2014, which was actually the day that classes began here at UTEP. For more information, you can go to centennial.utep.edu or call 747-6669. Maribel, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.